It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Let's get right into some more NBA talk. The trade deadline was only a few days ago, and although there was a lot of chatter going on, not too many pieces were moved. We had a good amount of trades going on, but not too many. Let's start with the defending champions, the Cleveland Cavaliers. They don't make any trades right at the trade deadline, but they end up getting Deron Williams because he was released. They're in talks to get Andrew Bogut if that happens. They already acquired Kyle Korver a couple weeks ago. He's been a great addition to them. And don't forget, J.R. Smith is going to be back for that team in a few weeks. He should be healthy. And of course, Kevin Love, probably for the playoffs, will be back as well. With the addition of Deron Williams and hopefully the addition of Andrew Bogut, did LeBron get the help he needed to compete with the Warriors?
No, I don't think so. Not even close. As much as I think Deron Williams is a good player, and I like Andrew Bogut, but I just don't think that's going to be enough. There's nobody in there that stands out. Now, had Paul George come up to the Cavs, yeah, I could see that being the piece that might put them in contention, maybe put them in contention with the Warriors, because then they would have the pieces to match a Klay, KD, and Steph. They would have LeBron, Paul, and Kyrie. So they would have those three pieces to match the Warriors. But right now, there's just not enough guys. The Warriors have too many guys to have to guard. And if any one of them is on any given night, then it's going to be just, it's no competition.
I don't know. This is going to be something that I'm excited to see if it does break down. I mean, last year in the championships, Cavs came out with a victory. I mean, and they had the Warriors had the same starting lineup minus KD. But if you look and go through the stats of this season, LeBron is outshooting KD and Steph by a massive percentage. I mean, it's not even in the relative ballpark. But if you give him Andrew Bogut inside, also give him Deron Williams, who can shoot a three, with JR on the court and Kyrie, I think it might not be as good as the Warriors on when they're hot, but I think it's a very close competition.
Well, see, let's look this through. Let's break this down. So from last year, the Warriors lost Harrison Barnes. They lost Andrew Bogut. And those were the two major pieces who played great minutes for them, ended up losing, but they added Kevin Durant. So that's what the Warriors did from last year. What the Cavs have done, they didn't lose anybody, but they're gaining Kyle Korver, they're gaining Deron Williams, and now hopefully they're gaining Andrew Bogut. And if the Cavs already beat them, don't you think that's enough help to at least keep them in competition? Because all year long, Kevin Durant going to the Warriors has put the Warriors in the they've been the overwhelming favorite to run away with this year. And throughout the year, we've said the Cavs have no shot. So now you add all this help. Don't you think that at least gives them
a shot
to go 6-7 games?
Okay, let's just put this out of the question, though. It is going to be a Warriors-Cavs another finals. It's going to be 3 in a row. I think so, because this puts the Cavs over the top in the Eastern Conference. Before that, I thought the Wizards or the Celtics possibly had a chance to knock off the Cavs as the reigning Eastern Conference champions. But this trade definitely puts them over the top in the Eastern Conference, not overall with the Warriors. It gives them a chance, but in a 7-game series, you know, with a healthy Draymond Green, then I just don't see the Cavaliers being able to beat the Warriors 4 out of 7.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
We're not there yet, but we're getting there.
Matt, what do you think on this?
Here's the thing, too. Like, I think that these guys that the Cavs kind of just picked up, you got to remember that a couple of them were on, like, you look at Deron Williams, you look at Andrew Bogut, they were not on, they had to kind of, like, play to their team's weaknesses almost, because they weren't on very strong teams. Who did? Boga came up with the Bucks, right? And Williams came from the Nets, who have been an annually 12-win team for a few years in a row now. And I think that it's going to benefit them in the fact that they're going to be able to play with players that are on the top of their game, obviously, because the Cavs just won the title last year. I think that that's going to unlock some of their potential even more.
Well, here's my thing with the Warriors and the Cavs. I don't think the Cavs have the speed that they did last year. They're missing Dellavedova, and I just don't think that I think the Warriors would really just outrun them.
I'm not saying that. I just think that gives them the potential to have their players to play to some of the potential that we haven't seen them play before, especially like Darren Williams and Andrew Bogut.
I don't think they'll
be able to keep up with the Warriors, like you're saying.
Before we move on to the other trades that happened during the week, what was the one thing that ended up beating the Warriors that the Cavs did? LeBron taking over, right? LeBron took over. He got to the paint whenever he wanted, correct?
Yeah.
Did the Warriors address that problem at all?
Yes, because they put... Kevin Durant is going to guard LeBron James. Yes, he can.
Kevin Durant, whenever he's played LeBron, has played at his worst. LeBron is his kryptonite.
Nope, I think that kryptonite gets defeated this year.
I'm just saying, the Warriors have not addressed the problem. I'm not saying the Cavs are going to win. I'm not saying that at all. I think it's going to be a great series, but they haven't addressed the LeBron getting to the rim problem at all. But we'll see that more often when the playoffs come about in the next few weeks, once June rolls around. Let's go into the other trades that happened the last few days. How about Nerlens Noel getting traded from the 76ers to the Mavericks, and the 76ers only get Andrew Bogut, Justin Anderson, and potentially only 2 second-round picks in return, and they did waive Andrew Bogut already, so pretty much they're getting 2 second-round picks for Nerlens Noel. And then also Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott going to the Oklahoma City Thunder for Cameron Payne and Anthony Morrow. Two very lopsided trades, in my opinion. There were other trades, but these were the two most significant trades that happened on trade deadline day. Chris, who made the best deal of the day a couple days ago?
Best deal of the day, I'm going to go with Thunder picking up Taj and Doug. I think Taj Gibson, all around, he might not be a standout player 100% of the time, but I think when he's playing his best game, he's a force to be reckoned with. And I think down in OKC, it's going to be a good fit for Russ. I think having him just to open up what they're doing inside, because Taj is a big guy. He can, even if it's just a body in the way to cause some chaos, I think it could open up some big play opportunities on the perimeter for him.
David, who made the worst trade of the day?
I got to go with the Kings. Letting go of DeMarcus Cousins, as much as I think it'll benefit them as far as chemistry goes, it just hurts them too much talent-wise.
All right, Matt, I'll let you choose. You could either choose who made the best deal of the day or who made the worst deal of the day. That is up to you. Who made the best or worst deal of the day?
I think I got to, like... As far as future and stuff goes, I think New Orleans in that respect, on the other end of that, I think they made the best decision they could have, because if they can start out with Cousins and Davis on the starting five, whoever their other wingers or point guards are gonna be, if they can get that in and then rotate them out to get them rest and have one on the court at all times, whether it's the second unit that comes in, or and then just keep rotating them. If they can get that and they can get, if they can get used to that and are able to take advantage of what they have now, I think that can be a potentially, especially if they can land a free agent or they're not. I don't think they're going to trade for anyone else, because that was a pretty big crapshoot that they got for that. But I think long term, I think at least for the next few years, have the best got the best results from this weekend.
All right, I mentioned it earlier. There was a lot of trade chatter going on, especially the day of NBA trade deadline day. We had Paul George potentially getting moved. We had Jimmy Butler potentially getting moved. Carmelo Anthony. We had guys such like Blake Griffin potentially getting moved. A lot of big name stars were in talks, but eventually none of those guys ended up getting traded. We saw the Boston Celtics trying to go after Butler or Paul George. We saw the Lakers trying to get involved. Chris, was it a mistake for the Boston Celtics to not move some of their assets and get another star?
I don't know how to look at this because in one way, it was dumb for Boston not to go after him, but in the same way, was Paul George willing to move? There were some rumors out there that Paul George was turned away from LA and from Boston, that he didn't want to go to neither team. But there are also some reports out there that he may have signed with either one. So it's honestly up to George whether he wanted to leave or if he wanted to stay with the Pacers.
Well, here's my thing. Cleveland adds Kyle Korver midseason. Toronto adds Ibaka and Tucker at the deadline. And Washington added Bojan Bogdanovic, or however you want to say his name. And so I just think that the Celtics hurt themselves because they didn't add anybody. They did not make any benefits to their lineup. And I love Isaiah Thomas. I hope he wins a championship one day. I do. I love the guy. But I just don't think they did anything to make that happen this year.